fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 30th day of March, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today is to pray without ceasing. Our republic is in dire straits, very perilous times. Our population is undergoing the worst crime in recorded human history. That would be the COVID-19 clot shot. So the proper tip today is to pray without ceasing. We do have patient Wayne Green with my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, including the one we like to focus on a lot. That would be the countertop Ready Pure stainless steel gravity feed water filter. That instead of the very fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot that always breaks on the Berkeys, Kirk's has a very solid metal spigot that will last for probably for decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, Kirk, this tragic event in Nashville, Tennessee has captured the mainstream news as well it should. A mentally ill Caucasian woman who was pretending to be a man. Apparently, she wrote one or more documents explaining her mental illness and has not been released publicly that I know of. In the meantime, a group that supports transgender rights, whatever those are, I'm not sure what they are, is planning some type of get-together in front of the Supreme Court of the United States beginning, I believe, today, if I'm not mistaken, express their whatever they want to express. I'm not sure what they want to express. Do you have any idea yourself, Kirk?
Yeah, I think they want to object, you know, of course, to unfair treatment and being forced to be victims, you know, which they voluntarily.
I'm not sure what the unfair treatment is.
No, I'm not either. But I mean, this is if anything, they've got preferred treatment. I mean, look what's happening in the staffing of the military, and what we see with the policies and the shifting. You know, we've got, what is it? Is it less than 1% of people in the U.S. consider themselves trans? You know, is it a fraction of a percent? It's a small amount.
Oh, it's a tiny fraction.
Right.
It's about 3% are homosexual, and a fraction of those are right. Mentally ill men and women.
It doesn't really fit into the Democrat scheme, does it, where, you know, the majority should rule? I think that, you know, the whole thing is just a giant distraction. It keeps everybody, you know, on their toes, and some people involved, you know, with activism, and they're not focused on the real issues, which, you know, is the loss of freedom and the loss of our value of our money.
Majority rule is democracy, which we are not. Our founding fathers did everything they could to prevent majority rule, which is democracy.
Right. Now, I'm saying from a democratic point of view, even that doesn't make sense, you know, based on the numbers. And, you know, so for liberals to be, you know, behind all of this, you know, and support it is ludicrous.
Well, there are many people who consider themselves progressive liberal Democrats who are very much against teenage boys walking into the girls' locker room in high school in the presence of naked teenage girls. So it's not ubiquitous that all Democrats support this insanity.
Right. I agree completely. Yeah, it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. And, you know, the story spins and, you know, on we go. You know, another violent attack, you know, in a school, this time, you know, aimed against, you know, conservatives and Christians. And, you know, all this gets tied together. And I read that, you know, a lot of schools are, you know, beefing up their security and all the rest of it. And it's just a shame that that this has to happen.
Well, we have a nationwide crisis of mental illness, not a crisis of firearms ownership. High capacity semi-automatic rifles have been around since I was a young boy. The issue of mental illness being the cause of these mass shootings did not begin until the protocols for dealing with people who are mentally ill changed, which was around 1969, 1970, when all the mental illness hospitals were emptied out, and they decided to mail these people's checks and put them on psychotropic drugs instead of keeping them in a safe, sanitary, clean place where they couldn't hurt themselves or others. So that's what's different. You know, when you can, at least myself, when I conduct an investigation, I look at two things: what's the same and what's different. There's no difference in the type of firearms or what they can do. There hasn't been for many, many decades. In fact, when I was a boy, you could buy a gun magazine at the local drugstore, clip out a coupon, and fill it out, claiming if you were honest, claim you were 18 years or older, and buy any rifle or pistol you wanted through the mail. And have it delivered to your door by the post office. And we didn't have mass shootings then, did we?
No, I think that, you know, there's an orchestration, you know, there's an orchestrated dissension at work here that started, you know, a long time ago that has permeated the education system and the other institutions. And we're now looking at the results, you know, of that 70 or 80 year effort. And it's something that we have to really educate people about, and that's to look deeply into the background of all of this. Because, you know, even, you know, here living in a southern state, I moved down here on purpose. I would have been, you know, for the side of the southern states during the Civil War, even though I was raised in the north, because I understand the premise of what that war was all about. You know, the federal government was trying to force the South to participate in their tax scheme so they could use that money to further the Industrial Revolution. And
no,
the
they
South
weren't
said,
trying
we're not,
to. Weren't
we're not going to do
they
it.
Did.
What's that?
They weren't trying to. They did.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, the South was the money-generating machine for the entire country. And the tax money was being collected by the federal government, going north for all the projects they wanted to do up north, and almost none of it being left in the South where the money is being generated. We've been led to believe it had to do with slavery, which is completely untrue. And in fact, the worst riots in the United States with the most amount of casualties and deaths, when and where did they take place? Kirk, can you tell me?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
The worst riots in the history of our country, with most people dying, when and where did these riots take place?
I don't know. I mean, I would guess the South, you know.
No. The worst riots in the history of our country took place in northern cities, riots against the draft, with the most men and women dying in any riot ever. There were the anti-draft riots that took place in northern cities. That's been kind of swept under the rug also, hasn't it?
I guess. I wasn't aware of it.
Oh, yes.
I guess I was too young, you know, during that time. But so you're saying like the riots that took place like in Chicago and New York and some of the big cities in the north, is that what you're saying?
Precisely. Now, it's not well known also, but, you know, there were two countries. I don't want to spend our whole hour on this, but the 13 states that left the United States, they voluntarily joined the Union, and they voluntarily left. No problem. And they developed their own country with recognized borders, a postal service, a monetary system, a House of Representatives, a Congress, an elected president. A standing army, their own currency, and everything was going along. They had their own constitution, of course. Everything was going along real fine when, without authority, an officer in the Confederate Army fired on Fort Sumter, which was, by the way, a tax collection point. And he did that without authority. The government of the Confederate States attempted to apologize and make amends for this inadvertent attack that was not authorized by the Confederate States of America. And, of course, President Lincoln took this as his authority to wage war on a country at peace. Now, at the same time, in these two countries, both countries, United States of America and Confederate States of America, slavery was legal in both. In five states in the United States, slavery was legal all during the Civil War. In fact, the two most famous generals, General U.S. Grant and General Lee, which one owned slaves and which one did not all during the Civil War?
I would guess they both did.
No, sir. Only General Grant owned a slave during the Civil War. General Lee did not own a slave during the Civil War.
Interesting. Very interesting. I didn't know that.
If the war was about slavery, we like to use analogies when we make let's say United States is going to go to war with Canada over cocaine. So we'll say cocaine is legal in Canada, and it's not here, and we decide to go to war with Canada over cocaine to defeat this country that has made cocaine legal. And that's what we do. And so if you're going to go to war against another country for having slavery, how can you have slavery yourself? Obviously, you can't. If we were going to war against the Confederate States of America because of slavery, how could you have slavery in your own country at the same time? The two thoughts are incompatible, and you can't have both thoughts in the same brain at the same time, can you?
No, I wonder, why do you think the South lost?
There was no outside help, first of all. The United States naval blockade was fairly effective. And the manufacturing capacity of the North was far in excess of the manufacturing capacity of the South.
Right. So they were
always
able to make weapons.
Logistics. The North could, and they, of course, had more numbers. The North could draft a large supply of unwilling soldiers, including my great-grandfather, by the way. My great-grandfather was drafted into the Union Army just 4 or 5 months before the war ended. And he ended up being a very bitter man. He died about 10 years before I was born. But his daughter, one of his daughters, my grandmother, who I knew quite well, married a gentleman named Robert Lee Blunt. So I think we know where the family sympathies lay.
Right. Robert Lee is an incredible man.
Yeah. So anyway.
And now they're destroying all the southern statues.
The North had much larger manufacturing capacity to manufacture everything needed for war, not just firearms, which they did, of course, but all the supplies necessary, boots, uniforms, tents, wagons, all the things that the horses would need. There's a lot of things that go into supplying an army that the North had much better manufacturing capacity, and a much larger pool of men to draft from. I don't believe the South had the draft. I don't know for sure. I'm not a Civil War historian. They may or may not. I'm not sure if they had a draft. But I know my father told me when he was drafted in World War II, he says, son, there were still fights about the Civil War in the barracks. That would have been 1943.
That period that was called the Reconstruction, I mean, the North went down there and just literally ravaged the South. I mean, including, you know, women and supplies and houses and burnings and, you know the story.
General Lee said afterwards that if he had known what Reconstruction was going to be, he never would have surrendered.
Right.
And that war would have continued, Lord knows how long. The state I live in, I don't want to go too much longer on this, the state of Missouri had more battles in the Civil War than any state in the entire country. And the majority of those battles were guerrilla warfare.
Wow.
Missouri is ideal guerrilla warfare territory.
Because of the hills, right?
Our hills and our forests and our streams. And what happened in the 1860s may be repeated in the future, no matter who the adversary is. We will do what we need to do to defend our Ozark Mountains. Anyway, Kirk, I noticed that there's been an increase in your sales, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's starting to grow in a big way for a lot of the whole house equipment. The Helix Energizer technology is becoming much more popular. We're getting ready to introduce another piece of equipment that involves the Helix Energizer, the pool and spa energizer, which makes a huge difference in the quality of that water and allows you to use less chemicals, you know, in the sanitization process. So it's very interesting what's going on. And then I think the sales of the Ready Pure are going to get ready to pick up again, because we just had another incident where, you know, these barges, I guess, of methane gas have now fallen into the Ohio River. And it just feels like there's an attack, you know, not only on our supply system, but involving chemicals and other things being introduced in the environment, you know, in force. And people need to get serious about making sure that they're having their water, you know, purified before they drink it, and the ability to do that even without electricity. And the Ready Pure answers all those questions. So
absolutely.
I think we're going to do very, very well.
Well, here's what we recommend when it comes to the Ready Pure countertop stainless steel water filter. One unit for every two adults, one for every three children, plus at least one more unopened in the box as a very high quality, valuable barter item. And people figure out really quick that access to clean water is a matter of life and death, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, you can only go just a few days without water. I mean, a lot of us could survive up to a month without food. Not the case with water. And, you know, everything that they do and all the toxins that are out there now and the ones that are being added and ones that are likely to happen as time goes on have to be filtered out. If not, they immediately begin to attack the immune system and its efficacy, which leads to all kinds of other problems, not to mention the bacteria and the waterborne illnesses, which happen very quickly if you don't have clean drinking water. And, you know, we've talked about this before, how natives in a certain area that are drinking water that has certain bacteria in it may not be affected. But here in the U.S., we're so used to clean, healthy water.
That's right. I saw it firsthand in Vietnam. Yep. Water that would make a GI really, really sick was drank. No effects on these people. Here's our break. Call number 512-248-8252.
Thank you. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, back from the Tower Crunch Fire. Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. We have a panel at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can see all their products, do some study on the research and development behind these products. Plus a bonus, save $100 on each water filter. Right, Kirk?
That's right. And that goes for multiple orders as well. So if you buy three units, as many people do, you'll save $300.
All right. Well, Kirk, we'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us here at the top of the hour, and it's always fascinating to get the updates from Dr. Horowitz and his analysis. He's been decades ahead of the curve, warning us 20-plus years ago about the threats of biological warfare, you know, which for the most part went unheeded, for the most part. And here we are in the middle of it right now, aren't we, sir?
Absolutely. And his insight, you know, into frequency and how it affects, you know, the body and its immune system is also fantastic. You know, you talked about this upcoming event. I believe it's Saturday in Washington. They're calling it the Trans Day of Vengeance. And it just, you know, they've already got, I guess it's, I'm looking at a picture of a woman that has a YouTube site that's evidently the chief promoter of this event. And it's pretty bizarre. I guess her name is Denker, maybe Audrey Denker, who now refers to herself as Aiden Denker. And, you know, it's just, I'll tell you what. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Kayla Denker, right. It's Audrey was the shooter, right. Yeah, too much. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the war in Ukraine seems to be taking a back seat to the issues with banks and the mass shooting in Nashville, hasn't it?
Well, it looks like, you know, from everything I've read and listened to, it seems like that thing is going to wind down just because they're running out of ammunition and other factors and problems. You know, what path that's going to take, I don't think anybody really knows. I mean, we heard for a long time there was going to be an acceleration, you know, on the part of NATO. We'll see. And
well, I'm personally not seeing anything indicating the war is going to wind down of its own accord. At the moment, neither side can really have a major offensive because the ground's too soft. But it will be firming up here in a few weeks. And if there's going to be an offensive where the ground is firm enough to support heavy equipment, armored vehicles and trucks and so forth, that's when something's going to happen other than these artillery duels between each side.
Have you seen some of the videos that Zelensky did, you know, back in the day, some of the music videos and things? I know that
it's rather disgusting, isn't it?
Well, one was shown at the Trump event recently. And I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I mean, I'd seen some other things that I found crazy, but this was really over the top. And it sort of kind of fits in, you know, with this whole trans thing going on. And tough to believe that somebody like that, you know, could have any intelligent input, you know, into the circumstances that Ukrainians are now experiencing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. When we watch, we observe most Americans most of the time for reasons that are not based in reality. They think if there's a crisis, that FEMA, the federal government, Homeland Security will be there to take care of them, don't they?
You know, counting on that is a sad, sad thing. I mean, even the mechanics of getting that effect, even if that were true and you could go to a checkpoint, you know, and get food and water and other things that you need, the mechanics of actually doing that is something that you really don't want to be involved in if you can prevent it. And that's why, you know, preparation is so essential.
Well, I like to remind people, during Hurricane Katrina, FEMA, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, could not find the Superdome for a week. are you going to trust that government with anything?
I've met some people, you know, over the last few years that were connected with FEMA, and it definitely doesn't give me any faith, you know, in that organization for sure. No doubt, no doubt. And, you know, I'm looking at a lot of things that are saying that they're really making a fast move, the Fed is, you know, to this digital money. And I think a lot of people, especially business people, may not see, you know, what's going on here, just because for a lot of business people, they deal with digital money every day, as do we, you know, in the form of credit card payments and digital transactions and these things. I mean, we deal with really no cash. And so it doesn't seem to affect us. But, you know, with this new system, everything is going to move through Fed control. And it's a very dangerous place to be because we've seen, you know, how they can exercise force, you know, with money. And it's actually going to be very, very life-changing for really everybody. And I think they're starting to institute it now, and they're planning to have it in full force come July. So it's happening faster than we think.
All right, here's our break. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to begin the Easter sale on energy cleaners. We'll begin today and go through midnight Easter. That'll be midnight Sunday night Easter. So here's your chance to save a little money on the energy cleaner and the mattress pads. $25 off the energy cleaner, 25% off the mattress pads. That sale begins immediately, the Easter sale on energy cleaners, and goes until midnight Easter, which is just over a week away. Also, I'm proud to say I'm now an affiliate dealer for Custom Log Cabins. These folks I work with, they're my neighbors. They live less than an hour away from me. They will build you a kit, a log cabin kit, allow you to build a cabin just like Davy Crockett had, a one-room log cabin, or a log mansion, just like is featured in the TV series Yellowstone, a 6,000-square-foot log mansion. Your choice. So those details are at my website also. If you think you'd like to do that, just give me a call, and we'll get going on that. Last but not least, this coming August, we will have the John Moore Ozark Symposium at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge. My guest will be there as my live studio audience during that week. The chef there prepares excellent breakfast and dinners. The Wildwood Lodge is celebrating 100 years in business. It is a beautiful resort, beautiful grounds, and just everything's immaculate and hasn't changed very much, if at all, the last 100 years. All the details at thelibertyman.com. If you want to order your energy cleaner using my toll-free order line, don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order at 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, a complete line of water filters. And Kirk, we're going to have a new guest this show also. The top of the third hour, we'll have a representative of Swiss America, and we'll be talking about economics and finance and all those things with a gentleman who's well-versed in those topics. I'm interested in learning more about that, aren't you, sir?
I am. I'm going to be on the road this afternoon, but I'm going to tune in and listen. It sounds very, very interesting. And I just want to add my two cents in about the energy cleaner. Folks, if you don't have one of these devices, you need to get one right away. I've had one now for about 2 years, including the extremely well-made, what is it called, John? The pad that goes on the mattress pad? Yeah.
Right.
The mattress pad is extraordinary. I've seen many, many frequency devices that are designed to be attached to the bed, and John's unit is far and away the absolute best and well-made one. And we've been using it for quite some time, and I guess the batteries had gone down, and I didn't realize it. When I put fresh batteries in the device probably 2-3 weeks ago, I saw an immediate difference in how I was sleeping. It's a very, very powerful device.
Right. Well, a quick heads up, Kirk, for you and everybody. All my energy – I used to have 2 or 3 energy cleaners. Just put a paper tag on the side with the changed battery date. You know, 1 year from the time you put them in, and just as a reminder to yourself to change the batteries once a year. And we recommend the Dollar Store house brand because they are the carbon zinc batteries, which put out the best signal. People think they want to get the more expensive batteries. They will work, but the signal they put out is a different signal than the carbon zinc batteries that are the Dollar Store house brand. I'm glad to see you and your wife are getting results there, Kirk. That's very pleasing and very satisfying.
It's a tremendous device. It really is. It's great.
Well, I've been using mine every night for, about 12 years or so. And I find it very helpful with my sleep and waking up pain-free and give me the energy I need to do the things that I need to do. Kirk, what we're seeing is a normalization when it comes to this transgender thing. The attempt to normalize mental illness and make it seem normal and acceptable. And we're seeing schools and other places penalize men and women who don't go along with the mental illness. And if they fail to address a mentally ill man who is pretending to be a woman as she or her, they get in trouble and maybe even terminated. How strange is that?
It's bizarre. And you know, not only does it completely degrade, you know, the Judeo-Christian ethic that we've all grown up with, and that's the main result. The other thing is that it pits people against one another. And then lastly, you know, it degrades the entire moral structure and underpinning, you know, of our country. And gets people, you know, off kilter. I think one of the main things is we see the forces trying to keep people off kilter and confused, and it does an excellent job of doing that. And not only that, but it gets rid of all the conservative teachers. and all the other participants in the hierarchy of the military and everything else. I mean, the people that won't stand for this wind up leaving, and you get left with people that are much more easily controlled and will do things that they're told, whether they make sense or not. And, of course, that leads to an ugly situation for everybody. And you just can't control, you know, a free-thinking, morally strong people. But you can easily control, you know, one that's been degraded and demoralized. And that's why this thing is being pushed. I mean, got to be jokes about it. I mean, I got to believe that the people that are in charge of instituting these things in the institutions have to sit back and laugh at the end of the day because they know how ludicrous it is. But it serves all these other psychological purposes, you know, which is why it's being propagated. Makes absolutely no sense. Is not experienced. We talked about fractions of a percent, which means it's very, very tiny. And if it wasn't remotely socially acceptable, you wouldn't see it anywhere. I mean, I never saw. I grew up in a very diverse city, New York City, did a lot of traveling, either as a youngster, north, south, New England. You know, I didn't get to California until I was later in the service, but I got to see much of the country as a youngster. I never saw it. Wouldn't have even known it existed if somebody told me about it. And all of a sudden, you know, 50, 60 years later, it seems to be everywhere, at least in the media. Now, I still don't ever see it in person. Once in a while, I take that back. I do see it once in a while in person, you know, at fast food restaurants and things. But it's just bizarre. I mean, absolutely bizarre. And the net effect is terrible, you know, for our freedom. And that's why it's being pushed, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. Well, there's a man, he's now deceased, Comrade Lin, L-I-N, who was an advisor to Mao Zedong. He took great satisfaction with the success the communists had with the American POWs in the Korean War.
I bet.
And he decided to move forward and use similar things on the Chinese people, who were not incarcerated, at least not officially incarcerated, and had similar success. And based on that success, they decided to move forward and implement the same things on the American people, focusing on taking over universities, taking over schools of journalism, and they've had great success. We talk about the mass media, legacy media, and what they do. Well, almost all the men and women in the legacy media, whether it's newspapers, magazines, radio stations, or television networks, almost all of them are graduates of American schools of journalism, where they were indoctrinated into Marxist theology. So if you have limited resources, you have finite resources, not infinite, you're going to focus those finite resources where you're going to get the most bang for your buck.
That's right.
Aren't you?
Absolutely.
You know, of course you are. And that's what they did. And they also focus on taking over the schools that teach the teachers. Now, once again, if you want to have your Marxist theology in every city, every remote village, even close by here, a small town of Viburn, Missouri, population less than 700, they had a female teacher there who worked 1 year, and she was doing quite well. She came back the next year and told the school administration and all her fellow teachers that, I don't remember her name, but she decided that she's going to be called Bob now and began dressing as a man.
Jeez.
That didn't fly too well in the town of
Can you imagine it didn't.
these young men, 16, 17, 18-year-old sons of cattle ranchers who shot their first deer when they were 8 years old. And by the way, it's pretty common out here in the country for these boys and girls to have a loaded firearm in their vehicle during school, parked on a school parking lot. It's not unusual at all, especially during deer season. And that's just a whole different culture out here once you get away from these cities, Kirk.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And we experienced some of that here, you know, in North Carolina, where I live in a very rural, agriculturally based county. And you see the same thing here. I think the difference, the county that you're in, John, do they have their own police force? Aside from the county sheriff's department,
and then the towns are incorporated have a police force. Like Viburnum has a police force. It's only about six men and women.
Right.
So the incorporated cities do have a small police force. The main police force, of course, is the sheriff's department.
Right. And how many people do you think work at the sheriff's department there?
It's around 40 or so.
40. Yeah, and we've got about 60 now.
40 to 50, somewhere
in
that way.
In our area, it is a large county, but you really don't see much crime. I mean, you know, there was a break-in to a daycare center, you know, several years ago. I mean, what kind of an idiot would try to rob a daycare center? I mean, what could you possibly get, you know, from there? But, I mean, that happened, and there's been some drug arrests, you know, pretty light, you know, drug arrests. But I just don't understand it. I don't understand the need for such almost like an occupation. And it's disconcerting. You know, to me, in any event.
Well, in the modern age, the internet and these smartphones and television brings all the filth of the mainstream media into these small communities.
That's right.
That's an unfortunate thing. Going back to the little town of Viburnum, Missouri, it's pretty isolated. It's surrounded by the national forest, but even at the small town, they've got a few people here and there that are emulating the very crazy stuff that's promoted by the mass media. There was a young woman in Viburnum who believes she's a cat, for example, and has a furry tail that she wears on the outside of her clothing to emulate being a cat.
She's in Viburnum?
I don't know if she's still there or not. She was there. Not too far away, about a 45-minute drive away, we have a world-class University of Science and Technology, the University of Missouri Science and Technology. They built private rooms for men and women who believe they're cats to defecate in a box full of cat
litter box.
In a litter box. They've also installed. You know how in your kitchen sink how you got the squirter on a hose?
Sure.
Well, they got those now installed in all the restrooms so that the men and women who are Muslims can squirt their bottoms with water instead of using toilet paper.
Right.
So they use the water and their bare hands to clean their bottom. But when they're done, they don't use soap to clean up afterwards because since Muhammad did not use soap, they don't use soap.
I see. Oh, interesting.
And a true believer, a Muslim, will never touch soap in their life, never take a bath using soap. They use plain water, never use soap on their clothing.
Incredible.
And the students I've talked to that are that go there, they tell me, John, if there's a Muslim student, male or female, in our class, we sit just as far away as we can from that person.
Yeah, if they have hard water, they're in big trouble.
I say, why is that? I said, well, they said, well, they're pretty simple. It's a body odor. They've never touched soap in their life.
I can't imagine. You know, I read an article yesterday in Natural News talking about how the government is planning to move the contaminated water from East Palestine to different places to, you know, process it. And one of those places is Baltimore, Maryland. Did you see that article?
I didn't. So we're talking about water in ponds and lakes, I guess.
Right. So even if you're in an area that doesn't have a chemical accident, Your water department might be in charge of so-called processing this.
That wouldn't be the city water department because they're not capable of dealing with dioxin. That would be a special
environmental service,
a special place that's set up for that kind of. What comes to mind might be steam distillation would probably be a way to deal with it. That's not my expertise, but
sure.
It would take specialized equipment. A city water department would not be set up to do that kind of thing. They simply couldn't do it.
Yeah, real important that everybody's got the ability to purify and clean their own water with or without electricity, and we have a number of systems designed to do that, and you need to check them out for sure. You know, the link's on John's website, and we also have a brand new video that's gone up describing and detailing the Helix Energizer technology, which is, for all intents and purposes, new. And that video is also available on our company website, accessed from John's, or you can go direct to it at thelibertymanwater.com.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, if I was to place an order for a water filter, what would be the turnaround time for it to be packed up and shipped to me?
1 to 2 days.
Okay.
You know, because today is Thursday, any orders placed today would ship tomorrow. If it comes in after tomorrow morning, it's definitely going to go out on Monday. But everything is in stock. We're shipping every day. And we've got a big supply of Ready Pure parts. So we're excited.
Well, that's fantastic. And we have a caller here, it looks like. And we have a break. We'll get to our caller after the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Go to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
Anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, Kirk, we got our. Oh, we lost our caller. Never mind. If he calls back real quick, we'll get him. Kirk, I don't know where this hour went. I'm looking forward to Dr. Horowitz being with us here. You're going to be on the road. Maybe you can catch an archive. But I'm going to be putting out a note on Twitter here before the day's over about the interview I did with Todd Callender a week ago Wednesday. It was a home run. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it or not. But I'll
do that today. I do listen to him, and I wasn't aware that you had interviewed him. That sounds great.
Yeah. It was quite a challenge. He's a really busy guy, busy attorney, but we had him on. He began about 7:25 that morning, went till 9 a.m., and his information is literally a matter of life and death for all of us.
That was six days ago Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, a week ago Wednesday.
No, more than that, right.
It'd be Wednesday the 8 days, Wednesday the 22nd.
Okay. Are you tweeting some of this stuff out like before it happened? I don't know that I saw that he was going to.
I think I made an announcement maybe a day or two before. Maybe the day before. It wasn't real clear until the day before. I didn't have a firm commitment until the day before for a time.
Right.
I've got a Twitter account that I opened up after Elon Musk bought it and took it over.
Right.
I'm not real active on there, but I get out of messages as I can. Kirk, what's your final thoughts? We're going to leave our folks with this week before you get away.
Get prepared, everybody. I mean, take advantage of the freedom to be able to buy the products and things you need now that soon may become difficult for you to obtain. That's my tip.
Okay. All right. That's good advice. I like that. Well, Kirk, I want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us as always. Have a safe trip, and we'll look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break coming. I like to refer to Dr. Horowitz as, quote unquote, a man with his brain on fire. That's Dr. Horowitz, a man with his brain on fire. We have some fascinating conversations. I have some specific questions I want to ask of myself this morning. And at the top of the third hour, we'll have a gentleman with Swiss America. He and his associates will become regular guests here to talk about finance and banking, economies, and so forth. These guys are really on top of it day to day, hour by hour, as these things move forward. The bottom third hour, we'll have Tom Berhill with us. We'll get the latest from Tom on the status of the Energy Cleaner. And the Easter sale Energy Cleaner is in effect right now. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.